Well, now to a startling admission this morning from the government of Puerto Rico. In a draft report to Congress requesting $139 billion in recovery funds, the Puerto Rican government has admitted that more than 1,400 people died as a result of Hurricane Maria last September. This isn't an official number. The government is waiting on the results of a more careful study, but the initial toll was put at 64. After charges of undercounting, the government retracted that number. Well, in addition to the catastrophic loss of lives and property, Maria blew away any remaining cover for the island's dire fiscal crisis. Connecticut Public Radio's Diane Orson visited the island and spoke with artists about how shifting financial priorities could affect them.
Tomas Gonzalez Hernandez is crouched on the floor of his downtown San Juan studio. He's cutting, gluing, and reshaping old street posters into new works of art.
I'm interested in that kind of objects because that kind of objects got a history in their environment.
Gonzalez says the aftermath of Hurricane Maria has pushed him in new artistic directions.
Maria was a really, really tough experience to the island, to the people, to the government. And yes, right now, my work is going to start to get a little more patriotic, is the word.
He says his next project will be based on how well he can support himself. To earn rent money, Gonzalez performs on the streets as a juggler.
And I'm going to do a installation because everyone is juggling right now.
Juggling and struggling, like other artists, to reimagine what arts and culture will look like on the island in the coming years. Maximiano Valdez is music director of the Puerto Rico Symphony Orchestra. He says classical music funding in Puerto Rico historically was modeled on a European vision, which sees the arts as a responsibility of government.
So we have many things covered by the state: museums, orchestras, festivals, schools. This was organized according to the Spanish tradition of Puerto Rico.
And that's changing now, says Valdez. He's concerned the shift could threaten long-established arts institutions and is advocating for more private sector support for classical music. Eduardo Arosemena is chairman of the board for the Puerto Rico Culture Institute. He and other government officials are working with the Fiscal Oversight and Management Board created by Congress to restructure Puerto Rico's debt.
They have been making some tough decisions, and they reduce the institute's operational budget by 89%.
The institute's mission is to promote arts and culture on the island.
It has been mostly government-sponsored, and we want to pivot to seeking private support, private philanthropy. We're going to create our first endowment fund. This is not help for the government. This is help for young, talented, aspiring painters and aspiring musicians and artists.
But Rosario Romero, a professor of art history at the University of Puerto Rico, is critical of the shift toward privatization. She's originally from Spain and sees the move as part of a larger abdication by the island government of its responsibility to its citizens. She argues this strategy began before the storm, starting with cuts to public arts education.
Yo no creo que hay un antes y un después de María. En cuanto a las instituciones,
I do not believe there is a before and after Maria in terms of educational institutions in Puerto Rico. Rather, I think Maria has accelerated the destruction of that which is public, because I believe the government of Puerto Rico has used it as a way to cancel on its responsibility.
Romero credits local nonprofits with stepping in just after the storm to offer critically needed help to Puerto Rico's arts community. One group, Beta Local, created an emergency fund. Money went to artists for basic necessities and to help those who'd lost workshops and collections. Co-director Michael Linares says Beta also began a mapping project, identifying where cultural workers live and work throughout Puerto Rico. He describes support of the arts as critical to nation building.
We make culture, you know, that's our product, which is an important thing for us to protect. Because when things like this happen, we understand that one of the first areas in society to be dismantled is culture, you know. And, you know, our nation, gets weak if that happens.
Eduardo Arosemena of the Puerto Rico Culture Institute stresses that not all fiscal cuts have been made by the island government, but have been required by the U.S. government's oversight board.
We are in a process where we have to reach agreements with the oversight board. And, for example, you have certain areas where you cannot cut health, education, security, law enforcement. You have to have doctors and teachers and cops.
And he hopes eventually the government's new endowment fund will offer opportunities to young artists to further their careers. For Here and Now, I'm Diane Orson.